Hundreds of Russians have attended the funeral of a prominent Russian lawmaker who was gunned down in front of his house in Moscow. The lawmaker was killed just hours after he announced his party was ready to take part in Russia's parliamentary elections in December. Politicians, human rights activists and ordinary Russians paid their last respects to Sergei Yushchenkov, a prominent politician and human rights activist killed in what police believe was a contract murder. Mr. Yushchenkov was shot four times near his house in northern Moscow Thursday and died on the spot. In a farewell ceremony Sunday, mourners left roses and carnations as they walked past the open casket. Mr. Yushchenkov was later buried at a Moscow cemetery. In a message read at the funeral, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Mr. Yushchenkov was a brilliant politician who defended democracy and freedom in Russia. Federal investigators are examining Mr. Yushchenkov's financial and personal affairs. But the lawmaker's allies say he was not involved in any business dealings and did not control his party's finances. They believe the killing was political. In recent years, Mr. Yushchenkov led the Duma's parliamentary committee on investigating a number of apartment bombings in Russia in 1999. The blasts, which claimed the lives of more than 300 people, were officially blamed on Chechen separatist rebels and touched off the return of Russian troops into Chechnya. Mr. Yushchenkov's committee was examining the alleged involvement of the Russian Federal Security Service in the explosions. Shortly after his death, an aide, who was helping in the investigation, said she was seeking asylum in the United States, fearing for her life. Mr. Yushchenkov was the second leader of the Liberal Russia Party to be killed in less than a year. Last August, another co-chairman of the party, Sergei Golovlyov, was murdered. No one has been convicted in that killing. Anya Ardaeva, VOA News, Moscow.